matchless life, and the infinite virtue of his great atoning sacrifice. None other has had so profound an influence upon all who have lived and will yet live upon the earth. He was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Messiah of the New. Under the direction of his Father, he was the creator of the earth. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, though sinless he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Despised for it, his gospel was a message of peace and goodwill. He entreated all to follow his example. He walked the roads of Palestine, healing the sick, causing the blind to see, raising the dead. He taught the truths of eternity, the reality of our premortal existence, of our life on earth, and the potential for the sons and daughters of God in the life to come. He instituted a sacrament as a reminder of his great atoning sacrifice. He was arrested and condemned on spurious charges, convicted to satisfy a modern sentence, to die on Calvary's cross. He gave his life to atone for the sins of all mankind. His was a great vicarious gift in behalf of testify that his life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary. He was the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son in the flesh, the Redeemer of the world. He rose from the grave to become the first fruits of them that slept. As risen Lord, he visited among those he had loved in life. He also ministered among his other sheep. In ancient America, in the modern world, he and his Father appeared to the boy Joseph Smith, ushering in the long promised dispensation of the Joseph wrote. His eyes were as a flame of fire. The hair of his head was white like the pure snow. His countenance shone above the brightness of the sun. The voice been restored upon the earth, built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, who testify that he will someday return to earth, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Shall speak in worship before him. Each of us will stand to be judged of him according to our works and the desires of our hearts. Testimony as his duly ordained apostles, that Jesus is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God. He is the great King Emmanuel, who stands today on the right hand of his Father. Eternal life in the world.